This is KUT
Austin.
Stop.
This is KUT. I'm Jennifer Staten. Mariah Stewart, Nanny Helen Burroughs, Belinda Sutton. These names may not be familiar, but these women all appear in the new book, A Black Women's History of the United States. UT Austin history professor Dr. Dinah Ramey Berry and Dr. Callie Nicole Gross of Rutgers University wanted to write a more inclusive history of the country that didn't necessarily focus on high-profile historical figures, but did put the contributions of Black women front and center. Berry says despite advances in scholarship about Black women, she and her co-author, quote, still faced a biased system that did not believe in our potential as scholars or in the validity of our chosen field of study, end quote. Berry told me recently, even finding materials to research was tough because of the way Black women have been regarded throughout history.
I think that there's a disrespect towards Black women in general, and I'm speaking very generally there. When you go to archives and you look at the collections, there's an erasure because people don't think when they created the archive, when the documents were donated from a family or a relative or a collector, they weren't looking for Black women. And so when you look at the descriptions of what's in the collection, they're not looking necessarily for Black people. So for us to go into this space now and try to find the stories of African-American women or women of African descent, it's very difficult because we know they were there. And we know that they're not going to be highlighted in any outline of that collection. So we have to dig deeper and actually go record by record and look for these women in these spaces.
So early in the book, you write, Black women occupy a complex, paradoxical relationship to America. What do you all mean by that?
Well, we're hoping that that's reflective of the book cover. It is the United States flag, but it has stains on it. It's torn a little bit. It has blood and it has fluids on it. Tears, maybe sweat. Black women's experience in the United States has been contentious. It's been challenging. It's been also rewarding. We've seen Black women thrive and accomplish great things, like receive Olympic gold medals like Alice Coachman, or, you know, like someone like Shirley Chisholm, who runs for president in 1972. One of the things that we wanted to talk about was to show the tension of this experience, where there's triumph, but there's also great, great tragedy.
One theme that comes up in the book a lot that really leapt out at me was the idea of the treatment of Black women's bodies, violence, rape, attacks, commodification. Can you talk a little bit about the book and the history from that vantage point?
Yes. That is the way many Black women have encountered their experience in the United States. And I think because of the early history of slavery, of people feeling like they have ownership over Black women's bodies, that ownership or that ideology, that mentality carries over in the post-slavery era. It carries over where in the Jim Crow era, it carries over in the early 20th century. And even when we look at contemporary, I mean, even cases in Texas, in McKinney, Texas, there's a young woman who was manhandled by a police officer at a pool party. You know, we see a case of a young black woman who's getting pulled out of her chair in a South Carolina classroom. So there's this sexual assault and physical abuse that Black women have experienced. And I would say that it starts because so much of the foundation of the disrespect comes from our bodies. Our bodies were commodities to be bought, sold, and traded for over 200 years in this history. And even then, people have disrespected the bodies beyond that time period.
How did you choose who to research and profile and write about in the book?
We originally wanted to write a book that had names that maybe nobody knew. And we had a manuscript workshop with a team of scholars. At that workshop, the scholars recommended you have to give people a place to connect to. So you can talk about Claudette Colvin and people who preceded Rosa Parks, but you need to let them know that these are the women that did that boycotted the bus, the Montgomery bus boycott. They participated in that movement before Rosa Parks. But people needed to know, like, how to place them in history. We wanted to have stories that showed the gamut of Black women's history. We wanted to talk about artists, entertainers, athletes, politicians, everyday citizens. We wanted to talk about women that identified as being lesbian, women that identified as being transgender. You know, so we were trying to cover a group of women that covered the full spectrum of African-American history. That was our goal.
Can you maybe choose one of the women that you all highlighted or wrote about that is not going to be a familiar name to most people? And tell us about her.
Isabel Vera was a woman of African and Indian descent. She was from Mexico. And in the late 1500s, she went to the mayor of Querétaro, Mexico, and asked for a petition to go on an expedition to what is now contemporary New Mexico. And she said that she felt people would be bothered by her because she was a mulatta and that she was of mixed race. But she said she was bound by neither marriage nor slavery. But the fact that she wanted to go on this expedition, and she was a free woman, and she wanted to travel and see a new part of what becomes the United States later, to me was fascinating. And she ends her deposition by saying, "I demand justice." And we thought, you know, Black women entered this country demanding justice, and we still see them demanding justice today.
Listening to you talk about exploring archives that are difficult to find about Black women throughout history, talking about the way that Black women are treated throughout history, still being treated today, when I hear you talking about all of that, that to me sounds like very different history than memorizing dates and people and usually wars and places.
Yes.
Do you see the academic discipline of history shifting?
I hope so. Both Dr. Gross and I were trained interdisciplinary, and we don't just rely on the written records. I look at all kinds of, like, she looks at reports, she's looking at registers, she's doing work in prisons, and you know, I'm looking at archival records, but I'm also looking at archaeological records. I'm looking at art. And so we have stories about Black women artists in here, and Mona Lewis and Augusta Savage. For us, the history is not just this paper, this very static sort of flat piece of paper that tells us somebody existed, or a war that just gives us the statistics about it and the dates. To me, history is stories, and it's about the way we interpret those stories. And so we wanted to write a book that was open-ended, that had lots of storytelling of women that readers could take away with that, a different level of history and maybe a different understanding of American history.
Dinah Ramey Berry is a history professor and also associate dean in the graduate school at UT Austin. And Dinah, we thank you so much for your time and discussion today.
Thank you so much for having me.